Radio. It can be pretty frustrating, can it not, when you've got beautiful teenage children in your home and they've got more important things on their mind than making the bed, picking up the clothes from the floor, the wet towels are left on the bathroom floor, and so it goes. Not all of them, obviously, to be fair. But how do we get teens to do their share of housework? Every parent bemoans the fact that they can't get them to help around the house. But joining me now is my next guest, who I think may well have the answer. Paul Allen, supplier margin and business negotiations expert, joins us this afternoon. Oh, you're a blessing in disguise, Paul.
Hello, Jenny. How are you?
I'm fine. Have you got teenage children?
I have two teenagers and one who'll be a teenager in a few months.
Okay, come clean.
Do you want the story?
Yes, come on. Tell me, are your children following your instructions?
Well, let me qualify first. I should say I'm not a qualified family therapist or anything like that.
No.
But because of my experience in the commercial world, helping suppliers negotiate with customers, the principles there are identical. And the point is that the beautiful thing about teenagers, particularly if you take it from a economic point of view, they have far more demand, if you like, than there is supply available to them.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this means they're constantly going to their parents and asking things like, you know, Dad, can I borrow the car?
Yep.
Or Mum, can I have a pair of $100 Mimco earrings? They've got plenty of things they're going to ask for, but the beautiful thing about that is Mum and Dad also have things they would like in return. And this creates an opportunity for parents to say, yes, my beautiful daughter, you can have those Mimco earrings for $100 if you do the dishes this week every night.
Good move.
So for every time there's an ask, it creates an opportunity to exchange value, provided parents have a bit of a wish list for what they'd like in return. So if you, I will, becomes the key phrase.
That makes an awful lot of sense, because if they really do want an item, mind you, they're not always asking for things. Probably, oh, hang on, I take that back. Yes, they are. You can use that against. But the thing is, you know, there will be a time where they just drop clothes and they run off and see their mates and they leave the towels on the bathroom floor. So if they're not asking for anything at that particular time, which is usually a daily event, what do you do then? You have to do it? Do you say that sort of thing?
Well, the beautiful thing about children and teenagers is they do get hungry. So when they come home, Mom, what's for dinner? I'm starving. Well, if you tidy your room, I will serve you the most compelling meal you've had all week. So don't miss the opportunities to have fun just with the routine wants. Hide the remote control. Don't let them have that and say, you know, if someone says, where's the remote control? I want to watch my show. Well, if you just do the dishes or dry the dishes, you can have it and you can watch your show. So have fun in the moment to instill the discipline.
Okay, how's it working in your home?
Pretty good. fun thing is, as you start to do it, my daughter, who's only 12, but as I said, will be a teenager soon, she's actually taken it further, as girls do. They're pretty smart. And she's now proposing to me more regularly, i.e. she's coming to me and say, here's some things I would like, Dad, but leading with what she'll do for me first, like iron my business shirts for the week if I take it to Chadston Shopping Centre.
Good on her. She's learned from you.
No, she's picked up very quickly.
Yeah. No, that is. It does make so much sense, because parents, you know, when they get nagged by their children as they get a wee bit older, you know, you tend to give in just to have peace. But it really does. It really does weigh parents down, or, you know, carers down, if the home, and you want it to be neat and tidy and clean, that people aren't compromising and helping out. It really does get you, because you've got three teenagers. That's a heck of a lot.
And look, these principles are not new. I mean, you know, you've got a lot of businesses. I was just listening to the ads before I came on air. For people who listen who run businesses, these are the same principles. When you have customers may often ask for more than what you agreed to give them. There's always the chance to say, well, look, I'm willing to give you more, but you may need to pay early or you may need to order early. You can always exchange the value in the moment and create, you know, mutual value for both parties.
Gee, that'd be a pretty happy situation. I wonder if it's carried out a great deal.
Well, that's what I specialise in, so...
Well, you better get over here and do it for us. You know, with retail at the moment, you know, struggling a wee bit out there, not everyone, but a lot are, of course, which is a horrible thing to see. I suppose this principle probably would work even better at the moment.
Well, it can do. And I mean, as I said, it's a broad life principle. In fairness, you know, there's that great American TV personality, Dr. Phil, who always says we teach people how to treat us. And it's just building partly off that theme. I'm willing to do something for you, be it in retail or not, if you're prepared to do X.
Okay.
But let's just not hand over the value. Let's sort of talk about what you need, what I need, and let's put it together and create a mutually beneficial exchange.
Yeah, I reckon that sounds absolutely brilliant. Have you got a website where people can write these notes down, get it off you?
It's called valueleakage.com.au.
Valued leakage.
No, value.
Yeah.
VALUE, leakage, all one word.
Yep.
.com.au.
Oh, okay. Well, I think that's great. The principles are fabulous. I'm going to start using it on my granddaughter. She's with me at the moment. And I mean, seriously, you can't see the floor sometimes. I freak. Absolutely freak. Anyway, I'm going to try this.
I'd love to hear back how your listeners or yourself go in actually trying it out on teenagers or other children.
Well, you could try it on your partner as well, really, when you think about it.
Absolutely.
Oh, I think it's wonderful.
You have some fun with it.
Oh, I think it's a huge, look, it really is a huge situation for parents sometimes. They just close the door and let it be, but I can't. I go in there and I just do the lot again and then it happens again and I'm going to definitely do what you've said. Thank you very much, Paul. I really much appreciate it.
Jenny, you're most welcome. I hope it goes well.
Thank you.